House Republican Group Drafts Border Excuse for Ukraine War Spending. By Neil Monroe on February 19, 2024. A border management plan drafted by four Republican legislators sounds tough but enables mass migration into American communities and workplaces, Rosemary Jenks at the Immigration Accountability Project told Breitbart News. I would say it's more of a symbolic effort that offers a political excuse to the Republican legislators who want to fund Ukraine's war with Russia, Jenks said. It's not going to have an impact at the border. There are just too many loopholes and waivers and discretion. No money either for all these migrant people who would have to be detained, so I don't know where they're going to be detained. It doesn't offer money for anything except foreign countries, she added. They have to have this because everybody has said we are not doing Ukraine aid without border security, Jenks noted. The Defending Borders, Defending Democracies Act was drafted by a pro-migration team of Republican and Democrat House members who also back more funding for Ukraine. The GOP members are Reps. Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA, Don Bacon, RNE, Mike Lawler, RNY, and Lori Chavez de Remer, RR. They worked with Democrat Reps. Marie Glusenkamp Perez, DWE, Jim Costa, DCA, Jared Golden, DME, and Ed Case, DHI. Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan are all freedom-loving democracies. They are our allies, and we must assist them in protecting their borders just as we must protect our own, Fitzpatrick said when the groups announced their bill on February 16. We simply cannot let partisanship or gridlock prevent us from tackling these challenges, said Lawler, who must zigzag between donors and the voters in his district who have been hit hard by illegal migration. The pro-migration bill may provide the needed political cover for a discharge petition. The petition is a House procedure that allows a majority of House members to push a bill to a floor vote, regardless of opposition by the House Speaker, Representative Mike Johnson, RLA. Johnson, who understands the immigration debate, has already helped to block a fake border security bill drafted in the Senate. The Senate bill was lauded by Democrats and media outlets as a border control bill. But it was drafted behind closed doors under the supervision of the GOP's establishment leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, and was guided by President Joe Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. The bill's fine print would have eliminated curbs on the catch and release of migrants, so helping migrants pay debts to smugglers and cartels, and fast-tracked new migrants to citizenship. The bill set no significant restrictions on the fast-growing parole pathway through the border, and it also converted a supposedly mandatory border shutdown into a discretionary option. The House bill, I have to say, is better than the McConnell bill, Jenks told Breitbart News. That being said, it's not going to fix the problem. It's wholly inadequate to the crisis because it's got all kinds of waivers, she added. For example, the border shutdown authority is discretionary with no means of enforcement whatsoever. So Mayorkas can just say, yeah, I'm not going to do that, she said. The bill's tough language on expelling migrants, but it exempts asylum seekers. It's just ridiculous, she said. Migrants will quickly learn that all they have to do is say I want asylum and they get referred to an asylum officer and released. On page 8, the bill allows Mayorkas' Corps of Hired Asylum Officers to override the bill's endorsement of curbs on the inflow of migrants. C. Exception. An immigration officer, after approval from the Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, may, on a case-by-case basis, except an alien from expulsion based on the totality of the circumstances, including consideration of significant law enforcement officer, public safety, humanitarian, and public health interests. The bill promises to revive President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico plan, which blocked migration by preventing migrants from paying their smuggling debts for at least several months. But that provision expires after just 1 year, Jenks said. The bill does not suggest how Mexico's government can be persuaded to revive the Remain in Mexico plan when it quietly favors large-scale migration into the United States. Mexico can just say no, there is no way that Mexico is going to agree to take all these people back unless we have more pallets of cash or something else because there's going to be a payment there, said Jenks. The bill is wishful thinking, so there are going to be mass releases of migrants at the border, she said. but at least, it doesn't codify catch and release, she said, and then continued. I've said this many times to GOP members of Congress that they hire God-fearing patriotic college kids to handle their immigration portfolio. But the Democrats hire immigration attorneys. The Democrat staff runs circles around the Republican staff. Every single time in every single immigration negotiation I've ever seen. From the 2006 and 2007 amnesties to the Gang of Eight, to the McConnell thing, to this one. It's always the same. I'm sure that Fitzpatrick and Bacon looked at this and said, oh, this looks really tough, she added. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has relied on extraction migration to grow the economy after allowing investors to move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced native-born Americans' productivity and political clout, reduced high-tech innovation, crippled civic solidarity, and allow government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded Americans. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The colonialism-like policy has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded Jungle Trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.